Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
All this week, we're continuing the teaching, the value of the human soul. What is the price tag for the human soul? Well, thanks be to God, it's already been paid through the blood of Jesus Christ. Psalm chapter 8, verse 4 says, "What is man that you are so mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?"
Isn't that powerful that God so loves us? And it is not a lip service. The love of God carries action. For God so loved us, man. And Psalms 8, the angel asks that question. What is man that you so mindful of him? And it's not only that you care about him, because John 3:16 says, "For God so loved us." But God just not only love us, but he demonstrates his love. Mm-hmm. Hear what the psalmist said, that you visit him. Not only that God visit us, but he gave his son as the payment for our soul.
When you think about the difference between lip service,
yeah,
and action,
yeah,
we want the love that's filled with action.
Yes.
We don't want to just hear how much somebody loves us and they are not acting according,
yes,
to love.
Yes.
We want to see love in,
yes,
action. Love is a verb. It is an
action word.
So God put forth action. His love toward us brought forth action. It was the reconciliation, the price, the blood of Jesus Christ reconciled us back to God. He desired to be in relationship with man without religion,
yes,
without all these traditions.
Yes.
And he wanted unlimited access, unbridged access.
I love that.
To man. That.
Unlimited access to man.
Mm-hmm.
And sin is the gulf between God and man.
Mm-hmm.
Sin is that gulf, mm-hmm, that partition between God and man. When sin enters into the world, into man, it separates. So that's the gap now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big gulf.
Mm-hmm.
Now God wants unlimited access.
Mm-hmm.
Because before sin, I've stayed here, because we're talking about the value of the human soul, the value of it. Before sin enters, God have access to man,
mm-hmm,
without any hindrances. So God have unlimited access. He was not only at come when he wants to come. He could come anytime. There was no barrier, because sin become a barrier. When sin enter, then there's a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gap now between man and God. Yes. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so just imagine how valuable our soul is, that the creator of the universe sent his son to close the gap that was between us, between sin and man. And he sent his only son to suffer and die for us. How valuable are we in God's eyes? And how valuable is our soul for that to happen?
In Genesis chapter 3, starting at verse 8, "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?'" So God wasn't used to having to look for them behind a bush.
Yes.
He was moving toward, he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day to fellowship with man. But because of sin, now Adam and Eve are hiding themselves behind a barrier. So sin caused the barrier, caused them to hide behind the barrier.
Yes.
And now God says to them, "Where are you?" He never had asked that question before, "Where are you?" Because they were readily available. He was readily available.
And have total access.
Access. They enjoyed commune with one another. But now Adam and Eve are fearful to communicate with God. Why? Because of sin. So it's not God that is separating himself from them.
Yes.
It's the sin now that's standing between. So it's not God. Sometimes we think, well, God, he doesn't want nothing to do with me because I'm this, I'm that. No, it's the sin, the wall of sin that we build by shame and regret that's separating us from God. There's nothing that we can do to separate ourselves from the love of God.
Amen.
Paul, he lists all these things in his epistle, and he lists all these things. He says, surely none of these things can separate me from the love of God. Yeah. So it was the wall of shame, the wall of regret that they are building because of their sin that has separated them. But thanks be to Jesus Christ, who came, who was our ransom, so that we are released from this hostage situation of the enemy. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, our sin is forgiven. All our sin, all of it, past, present, future.
I love what you said. All of it.
All of it.
Yes, go ahead.
There is absolutely nothing that you can possibly do in this life that can cause God not to love you. So anybody out there who is ashamed or says, "Oh, but I did this and I did that and I'm not worthy," listen to that verse that Pastor Diana just said. There is nothing that separates us from the love of God. And this is profound, because he loves us all and we have such a connection to God, and there is nothing on this earth that can compare how much we are loved, and nothing we can do will ever separate us from the love of God.
So God is always reaching for man.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms chapter 8, what is man that you so mindful? God is always reaching for man. What is man that you visited him? Sin is the separating part. Sin is a gap between, sin built the gap between God and man. So here's man. God is reaching for man. But there's a wall that is built now by sin. And in order for man to come back to God, there is a price. That was said. There is a price. We need to get this now. There is a price set. Now, God has to see the value in us in order to pay that price. Because the price he's asking for is only son. There was no other sacrifice. There was absolutely no other way. And we know that for sure, that Jesus asked the question before he goes to the cross, if there was any other way. He asked if it's possible. Is there another way to bring man back? But the answer, we know it, because there was completely no other way, and the way back to God, take the ransom, the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid it. Yes.
In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 27, it says it explicitly, "Who does not need daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices for first for his own sins and then for the people's.
Yes.
For this he, Jesus Christ,
did
once for all when he offered up himself. So once for all, in all, when Jesus died on the cross, it was for all sin. Some people can't say, oh, how did he forgive me from my future sin? I'm just supposed to do better. Well, it was all future sin because none of us were in the earth
at
that time. So he paid the price for all sin once and for all. And prior to that, it was year by year. They were continually coming to shed the blood of the animals because of their sin. Their sin was continually before them. But once Jesus paid the price for all, you see no more account in the Bible of them slaughtering animals and bringing blood sacrifices because of their sin. Jesus Christ did it once and for all sin. And it's this, the act of sin builds the shame and the regret, and we separate ourselves from God. It tells us in Isaiah chapter 59, starting at verse 1, it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God.
You said,
and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear.
Yes.
So we build that wall.
Walls of separation. Yes.
We do that because through Jesus' blood, it was already came down. When Jesus was crucified, it says that the veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom. That was the divider of who can come through and who can't come through.
That's
that veil of the temple. And if you weren't of a certain group of people on a certain day with a certain kind of outfit doing a certain type of custom, you couldn't come past it. So it was restricted as to who could come into that place. But when Jesus died on the cross, it says that that veil, the curtain from the top to the bottom, that it was torn so that we are able now to boldly come to the throne of grace, to receive mercy, to receive help in our time of need. Not when we get it all together.
Right.
Sometimes we waited to get it all together. He says, in your time of need. So when we are in the midst of our mess, in the time of need, we can boldly, not with shame face, not with regret, but boldly come before him into his mercy, into his grace. And he then builds us up.
Yes.
He then cleanses us from all of our iniquity. He then does these, brings forth this joy in his presence through repentance.
Yes. So the price tag on the human soul is Jesus Christ. That's the price.
Make Your Day Count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.